Welcome to today's In Touch with South Central Iowa. Andrew Schneider on KNIA Cable S Radio. We're here with a very special guest as we are now just a week removed from a special weekend for many of our area high school athletes at the state track and field meet. Why not bring on the voice of the Drake Relays in the state track and field meet, Mike Jay, for some perspective. First of all, Mike, overall, what a phenomenal weekend, not just for our kids here in Marion, Jasper, and Warren counties, but across the entire state. Three nearly perfect weather days for our kids to run fast and throw far and jump high. And they did just that, Mike. What a weekend.
It was crazy. When the very first track event is the first section of the 1A girls shuttle hurdle relay, and they set a meet record. You know, it's just going to get crazy. And it did. And each and every day, Iowa kids bring it every time. And this weekend was so very special. We've got a great mix of youngsters and a great mix of seniors that competed this weekend. And it just seems like everybody answered the bell and had their personal best or school record or a meet record or an all-time best. It was magical.
And before we talk about our specific area, I want to give our audience some background. For how long have you been involved with this meet, particularly with the high school meet, and what's it been like over the years to watch it grow to what it's become now?
2003 was my first year calling the state meet, so a little over 20 years. And yeah, it's one of those deals, Andrew. Every year you say, well, it can't get any better than this, and it does. And once we went to when we went to a co-ed state meet, it's unlike any other in the country. And 10,000 people minimum each and every day, sitting shoulder to shoulder and cheering for kids they don't even know. And it's an atmosphere that I think even if you're not a track fan or don't know that you're a track fan, people need to witness it at least once and just see what all the buzz is about.
Well, and I think maybe some of our audience is asking, well, why have the announcer on if they haven't been before? Mike, people don't know the amount of research you do, the amount of preparation you do to make this weekend so special. And you announce meets all throughout the year at all levels, from youth all the way up, of course, to some of the professionals. What about the preparation and the work for this weekend in particular makes it so worthwhile for you, specific to these Iowa kids, knowing that you're an Iowa native yourself and have all these great connections?
Well, it's just... You know, and the prep is getting more difficult each year because now to pare it down, because we got so many athletes that have done so much at the state meet and the Drake Relays during their career and all the all-time list, you know, and that's a good thing. But somebody asked me the other day, you know, what if you had to pick a meet that the only meet you could do? Well, it would be our state meet. If it came down to the Olympic trials, NCAA championships, and our state meet, it would be, without hesitation, our state track and field championships. It's just the energy. I tell people it's equal parts of heartbreak and elation. And, you know, if somebody's winning by an upset, somebody else is getting upset, you know. So I don't even have the words, obviously, to explain it. I've got a very biased opinion as well, but I think it's an opinion that most people share, and if they haven't been there and came once, they would share it as well.
And, of course, several more attendance records this weekend. We're here with Mike Jay. He's the voice of the state track and field meet and the Drake Relays, narrating the season for so many of our area athletes, starting with the Jim Duncan Invitational in April when I got a chance to run into you for the first time this spring. And that leads us to talk about some of our kids. And I'm going to start with one in particular from one of our newer schools. We cover Norwalk, Caden Coons, who really had an interesting journey last year, some injuries and things that kind of set him sideways. This year, one of those rare four-time champions. And Mike, they are very rare, especially in Class 4A. How much fun was that, especially in the sprints where the margins are so tight, to see Caden do what he did?
Yeah, first time ever in 4A, you know, and he's a 24-foot long jumper as well. And to be that quality of a long jumper, a 100-meter guy, and also the best 400-meter runner, that's a tough combination. That's why it doesn't happen very often that somebody would win those four events at the state meet. But Yeah, he just, you know, it's one of those, he just never gave up. You know, he lost a majority of his sophomore and junior season to injury. And part of his freshman season, just nagging injuries. But he stayed the course. And this year it all paid off. And, you know, it isn't very often, Andrew, and, you know, kids go into an event, whatever the event may be, whatever the sport, with a goal in mind. It doesn't always come true. That was his goal, to go to the state meet, win four individual titles, and rack up as many points as he could for his team. And he did it in fine fashion.
And talking about setting goals and achieving them in a phenomenal way, let's talk about Pella Christian and the girls in 2A. Every time you introduce one of those girls this last weekend, Mike, it's 8 gold medals, it's state meet records and all the above. One of the things that it was so remarkable to me, at least, for Pella Christian is for 3 years, everything up at the state meet basically went the way they wanted to, and maybe then some. And this year, a state meet record in every single one of their championship events. Again, we talk about rarities. The Eagles girls, this 3-year run they've on, we may not see anything like it for a while.
Oh, exactly. You know, and that's one of the examples where when writing up the their bios for intros, I'm like, what do you leave out? You know, when you get kids that have done so much and you don't even have time to mention their silver medals because they're all dominated by gold medals. That's crazy, crazy good. And yeah, they are leaving a legacy. That is absolutely for sure. You know, they are the walkie Northwest of 2A for sure.
And what's that like to see a small school? You mentioned Waukee Northwest and a little bit of a comparison, to see a small school be able to build something like that, right? Because it doesn't take just one kid, right? It was, they got Bailey, they've got Meredith, they've got Rachel, the names that you've mentioned so much. And then some others who maybe didn't get as much notoriety, but how fun is that to see a smaller 2A school pull that off and realize that they could have done something similar even in 3A and 4A with the times they were running?
Well, and they prove that at the Drake Relays every year. You know, they're in a final here, a final there, being in a top 5 or 6 finish, winning an event. But yeah, to have that kind of depth at 2A is really unprecedented. You know, it's they don't have the number of students to draw from, but they have very, very high quality depth, and they've been a great program for a long time. And I'm a believer that success breeds success, and kids want to be a part of that program. It just continues to grow. But they have, you know, and many of those girls have another year left, but they've set the bar pretty high for future girls coming through that program, that's for sure.
We're here with Mike Jay. He's the voice of the state track and field meet here in Iowa, and the Drake Relays coming off of a phenomenal weekend for many of our area schools. And of course, let's get to my corner of the universe with the Pella Dutch, the Class 3A behemoth that is, in the last 13 years, Mike, 5 team championships, a top 3 finish every year since the COVID break that we had in 2020. And this year, a Class 3A most ever, 105 points. Mike, what a weekend for the Dutch.
Yeah, just what a culture they have there, both on the boys and the girls side. You know, it's and I'm a big believer in team culture will take you as far or even farther than raw talent. You know, everybody's pulling the rope in the same direction. They're cheering for their teammates. They don't care what leg of the relay they run on, that type of thing. And Pella has it. They've got it going on. And like I say, both boys and girls, Brent Van Houten and Doug Cutler, their crews, you know, they're one of those 3A schools that you sit back and you wonder, you know, what if they were in the mix with the 4A? What could they do? Well, they could hold their own, that's for sure. They're deep, they're talented, they score a lot of points in a lot of events, and they don't necessarily have to win an event to score a lot of points. They have a lot of doubles as well.
And I think you just alluded to it, Mike, especially on the boys' side with the trophy run that they've been on here in particular. Kids graduate every year, right? We have this turnover in all of our sports. What does that say about a program like Pella that has scored the kind of way they have in the way the meet format works? And it's not just one event, right? We've had Drake Relays throwing champions. We'll talk about another one of our distance guys, Harrison Mullins and the short sprints and all the above. What's it like to see that consistency and just how rare is that?
Well, it is rare, but you know, it's also that when you build a culture like they have at Pella, kids want to be a part of that. They know it's welcoming. They know they're going to be loved and cared for, and they're going to be good, you know. But and they trust the process, they trust the coaches, and you don't build that overnight, for sure. And that's where they're at right now, and kids want to be a part of it, and kids want to excel and be on that big stage on the Blue Oval. And there's, I'm sure there's great competitions among the team in a good way. And it's just, it's been fun to watch it be created over the years, and just watching it to just to continue to repeat every year that you can count on. You know, if you talk to anybody in media before the season, you know, who's going to be a team player, and, you know, who's going to be in the run for the title in 3A. And Pella will come up every single time, and rightfully so.
And of course, one of the big reasons why the last 4 years is one of the greatest seniors who's ever stepped foot on the Blue Oval and finally got his, in the sense of a head-to-head win over Quentin Naum, and that's Kanan Dunham. And I've been to, I don't know how many meets with your voice, Mike, between state cross country and track where you've mentioned this phenomenal young man. How special has it been to watch those two and their journey intertwine, and what they've done for distance running in Iowa and elevating the sport to a truly a national level between those two?
Yeah, you know, and I think I like most about that, Andrew, is their friendship. You know, they and quite honestly, when I watched that 800 unfold and Kanan get his state title, and immediately Quentin found him to hug him and, you know, congratulate him. You know, there was no sour grapes and woe was me and this time. They're very, very good friends and very humble. You know, sometimes I think they're humble to a fault, because a lot of people that aren't familiar with track and field, of course, they know who Quentin is now after, you know, the year he had last year. But, you know, Kanan is worthy of the same amount of praise. He runs 150.65. He runs on their 4x4, and he's a 405 miler. My goodness, what a talent. Tulsa's very lucky to get that young man next year. He'll be a great addition to their squad.
And I'm not sure if you know this, Mike, I was told by Quentin that they're going to try to attend each other's graduation parties, considering the distance. That's a special friendship.
That would not surprise me one bit. Nope.
Well, and one of the things I want to talk about, and I think we did last time you were on with us a few years ago, is the work that you do in the off season. So the season's over. We're kind of on that little lull and hangover after the special weekend we had, but the work doesn't stop. And one of the things that I know you're most proud of is your foundation and the work that you do to ensure that kids across the state can compete and run if they need to. What's the latest with that? I know you had your movie come out in the last couple of years, or a movie about you, I should say. What's the latest with the nonprofit work that you're doing?
Well, it's just, it's kind of overwhelming in a good way, meaning that the support we have, you know, through donations, we just survive on donations and t-shirt sales, and the Iowans support us to the nth degree. It's an absolute blessing to be able to do what we do and give back to the sport. Never in my wildest dreams when we started this in 2019 did I think this is where we would be. But we've now gifted almost 2,000 pairs of new shoes to Iowa kids that want to be involved in track and field or cross country. 96 $500 scholarships, free athlete clinics, free coaches clinics. We reimburse new coaches for their fees to get their coaching authorization. If they're going to go coach track and field or cross country, we will reimburse them for what it cost them to get that authorization. Just things to help grow the sport. And this sport has given me so many amazing memories that if I left today, I would have too many to count. But it's I'm blessed to be able to do what I do, Andrew. I leave in 2 weeks or 10 days for the NCAA championships in Eugene and go back again in July for the U.S. championships. Just coming off the state meet. Sent out 10 pairs of shoes yesterday to a inner city track program in Des Moines to help kids that want to be involved but don't have the means to purchase their own shoes. So it's never ending, and it's overwhelming some days, but in a very, very positive way, and I wouldn't change it for anything.
Once again, for our listeners' sake, that is the Track Guy Foundation with Mike J. a phenomenal group. And I know that they've been trying to continue to spread their message. Obviously, Pella, of course, a track and field. I said capital on Twitter, maybe too strong, but certainly a hub here. Last note, I did want to mention this too, because I saw it on social media, and I think you did too. Speaking of track and field greats in Iowa, we've had one here for several years in Marion County, shared between our two communities. A Knoxville athlete legend and then coaching legend for several years. He's been with the Dutch for more than a decade. Randy Wilson hanging it up, at least from coaching. Mike, I know Randy really well. I know you know Randy really well. We have so many of these guys across the state, but Randy is certainly one of a kind, considering his entire life story.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I talk about Quentin and Kanan being humble. Randy Wilson is way too humble. You know, I mean, if I'm in the same room or close to wherever he's at, people are going to know that he's a 1980 Olympic team member, you know. And but I was there in both 77 and 78 at Drake when he set the Drake Relays 800 record, broke it in 77, and then reset it again in 78. And that mark still stands. And whenever we have a invite 800 to relays, I announce it with my fingers crossed, because I don't want that 145.86 to ever disappear from the record list. But for the type of athlete, the quality of athlete Randy Wilson was, he is an even better person. And I can't imagine what it was like to be coached by him. You know, those kids have a guy that has given his entire life to this sport, continues to give back, knows that track and field put him where he is, and respects that, and wants to, you know, repay the debt, so to speak. But, you know, when Randy was a senior in high school at Knoxville, he won the state mile team race in cross country, where we'd put 200 people on the track and run a mile. They ran it at Ames, and Wilson would get out early and won that, then wins the cross country title, goes to the state track meet and wins the mile and the high hurdles. And unheard of combinations of talent, and went to Oklahoma sight unseen, and they recruited him on just his accolades at high school, and obviously that paid off for the Sooners. And luckily for those around you, Andrew, he came back to Iowa and came back to home and coached and taught and was an athletic director and touched lives each and every day. And hopefully that will continue, even if he's not coaching. If Randy Wilson will be around people, he'll be touching their life as well.
Yeah, and I think while he has all the awesome legacy in Knoxville, certainly maybe a little less known because he wasn't a head coach, he's been with the Pella Dutch and helping Coach Van Houwen and that powerhouse program. I think Brent would be the first to say, Mike, that Pella doesn't have the success they're having right now without Randy Wilson.
Oh, absolutely. He brings a layer that nobody else can bring, you know, with his experience, been there, done that type thing, you know, and he's had heartbreak and he's had elation, and he can talk to him on that level and share with him experiences that he has actually had in life at a very high level. And that's hard. That's hard to get somebody on your staff that has that kind of experience. And Randy Wilson is the one. He's the right guy for the job. And those kids and those coaches are lucky to have had him as long as they did.
The incomparable Mike Jay is the voice of the state track and field meet in the Drake Relays, and will continue into his summer announcing across the country for our collegiate professional athletes. But Mike, I know the next time I look forward to seeing you is hopefully sooner, but if not, the state cross country meet will be here before we know it again with another phenomenal group from Pella and beyond. Mike, always appreciate your time. Always love hearing you every time I'm at the Blue Oval, and I know that we've got a few great memories yet to be made. So always appreciate it, Mike.
Well, I appreciate your work, Andrew. I love small town media, and I love what you do for those in your listening area, your coverage area, and just keep continuing to do it and keep that media alive.
Once again, that was Voice of the Drake Relays and State Track and Field Meet, Mike Jay, discussing a special weekend for our local athletes. Once again, that was State Senator Ken Rosenboom. If you miss any of our interview programs on KNIAK Roulette, you can find them online at KNIAKRoulette.com or wherever you subscribe to podcasts. That concludes today's In Touch with South Central Iowa.